We are back. It's Eagles 360. We come your way this week, Monday through Thursday at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, we go to Washington and get ready for Saturday's 4:30 kickoff on the NFL Network and locally in Philadelphia on CBS3. We'll have the entire game covered against Washington. Bo, let's talk about the playoff picture. And it certainly has changed week to week. Crazy day again in the NFC on Sunday. Here's a look at the seedings as they stand with 2 weeks to go. The Cardinals still winning despite a lot of problems at quarterback.
Outstanding for them. They've got Ryan Lindley ready to start this week, but still atop the division. This is their big one coming up against Seattle.
And Detroit, which closes its season in Green Bay, still hanging on to that lead. And we've got the Packers and the Cowboys slated for that first wild card game. But lots could change, and we hope it does. Now, how about the Eagles and their playoff chances? Let's just remind you again what they are. The Eagles are in if they win both games against Washington and New York, and the Cowboys lose one of their last two games, Indianapolis on Sunday at home, and then at Washington, which beat the Cowboys earlier this season. Also, obviously, if the Eagles win one of their last two games and the Cowboys lose both of their games, the Eagles win the NFC East. Wild card book.
Well, for the wild card, it's obviously a little bit more of a long shot. The Eagles will need to win both of their last two games and hope that any of Seattle, Detroit, or Green Bay loses their last two games. Detroit and Green Bay play in the last game. The most likely scenario, probably Detroit. They're at Chicago next week. But still, those are long shots. Eagles no longer in control of their own destiny. Crazy to think that they could go 11-5, better than last year's record, and still be on the outside looking in.
And the Eagles had the control of their fate here with a 9-3 record, lost the last two games here at Lincoln Financial Field.